I'll say the clip bullet ain't going to help you have better sex. If you want to have better sex, the first thing you got to do is...
The thing is, men don't even want to last longer, do they? Well, do they or do they? Are they doing it for you? What turns a guy on the most?
Shout out the 30 Second Kings.
3, 2, 1, action.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Shanae Says podcast. This week we have a very exciting guest. We have AJ Papps. Hello.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So AJ is a bit of a sex educator. He's been given advice for a few years online and he's gained a bit of a following on TikTok, on Instagram, and my friend told me to follow him, and then I followed him and I was like, no, this guy doesn't give a shit. He's here for it. He's given the best advice. He's telling everyone that what they want to hear. He's telling everyone what everyone should be saying anyway. Do you know what I mean? And we're here to ask the questions that you have asked in our anonymous box. The anonymous box is life changing. People are really giving it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's because they know that like there's no name attached. So they're just going to say the most wildest, outlandish, but like,
yeah,
what's on their mind?
Yeah. So you will hear throughout this podcast how much we both love therapy and how much it has helped up-level our relationships. Now, if you are someone who in relationships really struggles with communication or getting your partner to communicate, I highly recommend BetterHelp. Some of you may already know that I have some techniques that I use from BetterHelp that I've been implementing into my relationship. We have communication tools, we have relationship reviews, and all of these things have helped us communicate better with our partners in order to build a better relationship, because we really don't want to be sitting in the resentment with our partners. We want to be talking, we want to be communicating, and we want to be getting through issues together. And that is why therapy can be so helpful, because it has such helpful tools for conflict, for communication. And I can't stress enough how amazing it has been for my relationship. So if you would like to try therapy, you can get 10% off your first month with betterhelp.com/Sinead. That is betterhelp.com/Sinead. So first of all, how did you get into this area of work?
Well, firstly, thanks for having me.
Yes.
I was very excited all week, and like a lot of followers that when I reposted your thing went crazy about it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's good. Family business. So my mum and dad got me into it. I know it sounds so weird. It sounds wild when I say it. Like my mum and my stepdad got me into it when I was 18 years old, so legally. I wasn't like, you know, selling butt plugs at the side of the house at 15, but they were in the industry for about 20 years prior or 15 years prior. And then 18 years old, I was working at a dessert bar, and then I decided to, I wanted to go into, not the family business, but I wanted to do marketing.
Mm.
And the best way to, you know, sell, and one of the hardest things to sell is sex toys, because you're literally, not only am I selling sex toys, but I'm a male, straight male selling sex toys. So it's like one of the hardest things to do, because it's like, well, what the fuck do you know? You don't have a clit and you're a male, so you're already clueless and like you got no idea. So yeah, I went into family business, started working there when I was 18, learned a lot. I learned to shut up and listen to women.
Yes, okay. This is a sex toy shop, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. It's a sex toy shop, adult lifestyle boutique.
Yes, yes.
Because when people think sex toy shop, they think dark, dingy, seedy. The way my mum's done them up, it's like I would say they're like an Ann Summers in the UK.
Oh, yes. Do you know what we need? An Ann Summers in Australia?
I've never been.
Why don't we have it here?
Yeah, the people have been trying to get me to that side of the world like crazy. And they always get upset in the UK because I'm like, I don't want to go to, why do I want to go somewhere dark and gloomy? I want to go to, you know, Dubai or Marbella. I don't want to sit in the gloom, but I think I might stop in the UK to go to Ann Summers.
You can do what Ann, so obviously, at home, Ann Summers, you have Ann Summers parties. Have you heard about these?
Yes.
So these Ann Summers parties are like someone comes, a rep comes, and they tell you all about the sex story. Because obviously, you can't. It's harder to sell online and places like that. So they would come and they would demonstrate all that. Well, they don't demonstrate, but like they do.
Yeah, this one does this, yeah, this does that.
Yeah, exactly. And then you would buy them there and then. We need that. You need to do that for your store.
We used to do it for the store. And then I've had people proposition me to do it.
Right.
I said that.
It'd be so good for that.
I'd have fun. Like, it'd be a laugh. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's like, where's this one going? I'm like, oh, no. What ended up happening was I left the family business to go run nightclub events. And then my parents, my mum and my stepdad got a divorce. And then I came back into the business to help my mum. And the first thing she pretty much said to me was like, hey, you know, we can't do paid advertising.
Mm.
So for example, with your stuff, because it's obviously not really sexual, you can do paid advertising. We can't.
Mm.
So I had to figure out a way. And at that time and moment in the store, I was finding myself giving more advice than I would do selling.
Yeah.
So instead of me selling toys, I would sell toys, but like it would be more me sit there for like, it would be 5 minutes of talking about toys and then 25 minutes of talking about people's life and stuff like that and giving them advice. And then they'd come back weeks later like, I did what you told me and it worked. And I'm like, shit, you know, that's not bad. I'm like a young psychologist or something without the degree. And then, you know, I just thought, why not? And then I started making videos and posting them on YouTube to like no likes at all. Like I was getting like, I don't know, 300 views. And you got to start somewhere. And then a friend of mine, I was at dinner, Mateo's in Sydney, and she's like to me, you got to post it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, I was 25, and I'm like, I'm a grown man, and that's when TikTok was all about the dancing. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a grown man. I'm not going shaking my ass on TikTok. Like, that ain't happening. And then I posted one. I just thought, you know what, I'll try. I posted one video, 30,000 views later. I'm like, started shaking my ass the next day. I'm like, all right, shit, we're shaking for dollars. And then, yeah, and then my advice just pops. I think the best thing that I've learned is, like I said, shut the fuck up and listen to women. And when you shut up and listen, women are very vocal about what they want and what they think. And if you actually listen and then apply it, you'll be surprised how easy your life becomes, how easy your relationships become. Mm. Both ways. It goes both ways. But I think that's why I get along with women a lot, because I actually listen.
And there's that. People can listen, but like I think like it's the rejection of wanting something different in the bedroom that people are scared to ask for.
Yeah.
And I like a lot of the questions, we are going to get into the questions that you ask, but it seems that the women are mostly scared, or they've tried and he gets defensive, or it's just like, I don't know about you, you obviously grew up in a home where it's very open to talk about sex, whilst Irish, now my whole audience, I'm guessing, that listen to this is Irish, and we have a thing called Catholic guilt.
Mm.
You ever heard of it?
Yes. Yeah. So I've spoken about it actually before.
Yeah, so we have, like, no one really talks about their sex life. Like, sex is sex, and, like, they get on with it. But I notice a lot, like, especially when you're getting the questions and hearing it from the other side, is that a lot of people aren't having sex, not because they don't want to, because they're not getting what they want, so then they're just not bothering. And there's a good thing that I learned about sex is that men are okay the rest of their lives doing like their pump and dump. Like they are going in there for one thing, whilst women want intimacy, they want pleasure, they want longies and more just things for them. And then that's when they crave it more.
Women also need a lot longer to
100%.
Even heat
up. On average, 24 minutes to warm up.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like so I use a reference of preheating the oven. You know, like you have to preheat the oven to even get her excited. And like people think that preheat the oven, all right, cool, I'll eat her out for 3 seconds and that's ready. Like, no, like preheating the oven even starts before you even get into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Like whether it be not like crazy dirty text, but like, you know, little brushes of affection, little comments, little like the warm up, the getting her excited. And then it's like 15, 20 minutes of kissing. Like, and this, like, what men don't realize is this counteracts you lasting long as well.
Yeah.
If you just spend more time doing foreplay and preheating the oven, she's not going to care if you only last 30 seconds of penetration. Because you actually spent the time, 25, 30 minutes, kissing, going down on her, using your fingers, using toys, and doing all like that stuff. And to go back on what you said about the Catholic guilt, so I came across a study about a year and a half ago. I've gotten in trouble for talking about it, but I don't really give a fuck.
Okay, let's go.
I do not care. So it's crazy because what we don't realize, there's three things why women mainly struggle. There's also multiple, everyone's different, so there's all different ways. But the three main reasons why women struggle to finish and climax in the bedroom, or they can climax with toys, but they can't climax with their man, is one, their man's got no idea what the fuck they're doing. So you got to communicate to him and tell him, hey, left, oh, that's, why are you licking my kneecap? That's not my clit. Like, you got to be able to show him. Two is your women are in their own head and they can't get out of their own head. And three is where the Catholic guilt comes in, is the subconscious holding back that we don't realize we have. So, like, as you do meditation, you would know how much subconscious thoughts and how much our subconscious actually dictates our life. A lot of the time, people who grew up in strict religious households, or, you know, maybe not pro-sex households, they're told, especially women, sex is bad, or sex is more for the man, or sex is, you know, it's shameful, it's disgusting, or sex is just for recreation, it's not for pleasure. When you're getting told that at a young age, we hold on to those subconscious beliefs. So you can be by yourself and using toys and you climax every single time. But when it comes to your man who's doing everything right. He's literally doing, you've taught him, he's trained, he's ready, like he's doing, you know, backflips, he's ready to go, but you just can't get there. It's like you can't get there. That's that subconscious block from when you were younger being told all these things, and because you've believed it because it's coming from someone you love, whether it be your priest or your parents or that crazy auntie that you have that they tell you all these things and you believe it. What we don't realize is we hold on to it and then it affects us. And then I've had women, once I started speaking about this, go and buy the book Letting Go by David Hawkins, which I'm a massive fan of, like a huge fan. They start to realize and to start doing all this shadow work. And then I remember I got a message once, the first message was like, hey, I did everything you said and I actually didn't realize how many deep-rooted beliefs I had about how sex is bad. And now, like, you know, I'm gushing everywhere. It's like I can climax with him and everything. I'm like, you know? So, yeah, that was my
So you have to, like, let go. So what would you recommend for anyone who you feel like...
Get that book. I'm telling you now.
I've actually seen that very, very recently. Someone was reading it and I was like, oh, I wonder what that is. And then you've said it again. So maybe it's a sign.
That book is just... So it talks about like the different levels of consciousness.
Right, okay.
And how a lot of the time our thoughts keep us in shame and guilt and all that. And obviously, you know, better things in our life we attract through consciousness. So the higher levels of consciousness we get to, the better we attract. And I read the book. He doesn't speak about sex in it, but I'm like, well... If you can apply it to life, you can apply it to sex. And then I realized, fuck, we hold on to so much shame and guilt, and that's why we're not able to actually fully let go and release. Also, you got to feel safe and comfortable with your partner as well. I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah. Like people leave comments like, oh, you know, but you know, well, why not? Well, let's have a look. You're dating a drug dealer. You know, the house has got up shot up 5 times. I'd be sitting there in missionary too. Like, shit, a bullet's gonna fly through the window. Like. You have to make sure that you're with someone who makes you safe and comfortable. That's the biggest thing too. Like if you're with a man who's going to make you feel safe, secure and comfortable, of course the sex is always going to be good, even if he's not that good at sex, because you're actually more inclined to let go and relax.
Yeah. So how can we address sex in the bedroom? Like how can we bring it up to our partners without them feeling rejected or defensive?
That's a good concept too, because it's like...
Do you just... Because everyone always says, don't bring it up in the bedroom.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Definitely.
So you bring it up at like another time. Like, can we talk about this? Like at dinner, you know, walking to the shop. Where does the, you know?
Look, personally, I believe that the best way to get better is sit and positively do, like use positive reinforcement. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you're in the bedroom and he's doing something right, yeah, baby, just like that. That is, oh, wow, just like that. Because our brain is going to be like, she's enjoying that. All right, cool. That's like when a guy's going down on a woman and you know how all men, we all fuck this up. Like she'll be like, oh, don't stop, just like that. Like, don't stop. Majority of people are like, if you're enjoying something, don't stop.
Mm.
The male brain is going to be like, don't stop. She's enjoying it. Let me do this 10 times quicker, faster, really? More pressure, everything. And then you're like, well, what'd you do? What'd you do? And then he's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? You said don't stop. And like, I thought like, cause his brain's thinking of, let me get you there quicker.
Yeah.
So if he's doing something right in the bedroom, like get in the habit of communicating and reinforcing just like that. Like that is amazing. That's great. And then when it's time outside the bedroom and you're in a playful mood and you're talking, I generally always recommend that like you make a reference from maybe what a female coworker said. Always use females. Don't use males. Unless he's seen my content. Like, because I got a lot of guys that actually follow me now. It's crazy. Yeah. And like masculine men, like I remember this guy got out of the car once. I was driving with my little brothers. These two guys get out of the car and they literally look like they both were bikies. It's like, oh, bro, I did the thing that you do with the fingers that you bit in your vid, and I loved it. My brothers are looking at him like, what the fuck? I'm like, thanks so much, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate
should be listening. Send all the boyfriends onto AJ's page, guys. Yeah.
Thanks so much. I'm like, but, you know, I got minors in the car. Let's not talk about work, you know. But so I generally recommend always bring it up in a playful setting and make a recommendation like, hey, I was listening to a podcast or I saw a video and she said this and she said that. And don't make it out as if he's doing a bad job, but like, it seemed fine. Let's give it a try, you know? And that combined with the fact that you're already positively reinforcing him in the bedroom, he's not going to take it as sort of a threat as something's going wrong, you know? Or the way I like to explain it as well is you don't want to eat pancakes every fucking day. You get sick of it. You know, if when a guy's like, what, is our sex not good enough? Like, no, our sex is great. But, you know, as much as I love bacon and eggs every day, I want to eat pancakes.
Yeah.
It's nice to try pancakes. How do you not know something unless we try it? I'm not telling you that I want to stick a fist in your ass. I'm just saying let's put a little pinky or something, you know?
And it's true though, because girls are different as well. Like guys obviously do like their own like ways and they can get it done and dusted, but girls really, really need to, if they want to, crave it as well. So when you look at like sex life and libido and stuff like that, like girls think about the last time they had sex usually, or the times that they've really, really enjoyed. But sometimes girls have like have you ever heard of solace sex?
Solace, S-O-L-A-C-E.
I read it.
Solace.
Yeah, I read it in the book Come As You Are. The definition is like having sex, not because you want to have sex, but because you want to just please your partner.
Okay.
So you want to give them sex, or you want to, I think that's what it means, or you want to give them sex to be close to them, but not because you want to have sex. Isn't that like a, so like then the question in the book was like, are you having solace sex, or are you having sex because you want to have sex? And yeah. I always think you have to be more aware of, like, be self-aware of the times you really, really crave sex. And even for me, or when I'm reading books or listen to other people talk about sex, women crave sex after they've had a really good session. Why? Yeah. It's like, if you're having quickies four times a week, you're going to be like, oh, here we go. If you're, but then like maybe one day a week is like you and him time, where you do slow and everything's so passionate and you like just have all this time to connect before you go in. That's when you start to crave it again. So if you're constantly having this sex where it's not like slowies and stuff like that, you don't crave it as much, and then like you actually want to have sex because you want to have sex. But you having sex because you want to get close to your partner. Girls want to have sex because they want to get close to their partner most of the time.
Yeah.
And men want to have sex because they want to have sex.
Well, I feel like a lot of time women feel like they're getting validated in the bedroom.
Yes, that's so true. Like
they're seeking that validation. That's why a lot of the time women will go back to a male partner who's not giving them any attention, but she runs when he's like, hey, what are you doing? Come here. He's like, ah, I'm running. And like literally they're not doing anything other than having sex, but she's seeking that sort of validation from him through sex.
Yeah.
We should stop doing that. Absolutely stop fucking doing it. Stop. Like.
But it's just natural for us. We think as well, because women are.
Is it natural drinking poison?
Yeah.
No. Is it acid? No. Is it natural? So then why? Like, well, you wouldn't drink poison when you're thirsty. So when you're lonely and horny, why would you go back to an app?
One second, guys. I just need to take a breath. Is anyone else feeling overwhelmed, struggling to find a moment of peace in the chaos of work, relationships, and personal challenges? I know exactly how that feels. And like you, I've been on a journey lately to find balance, to reconnect with myself. I've learned that taking time for ourselves isn't just a luxury, it's essential. And it starts with a moment of a pause, a deep breath, and a space where we can find rest and rejuvenation. And that is why I am super excited to invite you to join the Brave Way membership, a place for your mind and spirit to have a break. Imagine having access to guided meditations that not only help you sleep better, but also empower you with the energy to face your day with confidence and calm. Our journey together goes beyond just meditation. It's about diving deep into self-discovery, finding gratitude in the small things, and unlocking the potential within us. With a huge library of meditations to begin, live calls and workshops, you'll have all the tools and support to explore, grow, and transform. I understand that some aspects of meditation can be challenging, but you're not alone. Our community is here to guide and support you through every step. Whether you're navigating the complexities of relationships, manifesting, or seeking deeper insights into your thoughts and emotions, the Brave Way is here for you. So if you're ready to embrace a life of greater peace, purpose, and connection, let's embark on this beautiful journey together. Visit thebraveway.co to start your transformation. And because you're a valued listener of our podcast, use the code BRAVEPODCAST for an exclusive discount on your first 3 months. Only available this week. Remember, the path to a braver, more resilient you starts with a single step. I'm here to walk that path with you. See you on the inside, and let's make today the beginning of your bravest journey yet. No, don't think that. No, I thought you meant like as in like closeness, as in like when you're with your partner, you want to feel that intimacy.
And if you're with someone, fuck like crazy. Yeah, like
you want them to like love you and get in, like you want to please them as well. So even the times that you maybe aren't dying for it, you do it anyway. So that's kind of like what I was talking about. Like us women are more inclined to do sex like that.
Mm.
Because we want intimacy and we want our partner to like
I was listening to an amazing podcast, Stephen Bartlett, Diary of a CEO.
Oh, there was a new one out, wasn't there, recently with a new sex
expert? Maybe, probably. He gets a sex expert on every day. I'm like, shit, baby, when's my turn? but it was a sex expert that came on and she was saying how essentially like women crave, like you're saying, women crave sex, but men are happy just having their normal, just get it over and done with, whatever, just embarrassed. And look, I feel like a lot of the time as well that comes down to a man's masturbation habits too. Because when we're young, I'm not thinking about the girl that I'm in love with when I'm 21, 22, and I want to impress her and I want to get good reactions in a group chat. Because we do, like, you know, we think about things. I know that if I have a poor performance, I'm getting roasted in a group, like, you know.
Yeah.
They're just all hammering every angle.
Like, the first time is always performance.
Yeah.
Like, there's a routine and, like, that routine gets out.
Yeah, but you know what a group chat's like. They don't give a fuck whether it's the first time, whether they're like, every angle, like, what, 3 seconds? Wow. Is this the same guy on the internet, like, saying, do this, do that, like, 3 seconds? Like, really? Like, I'm fighting for my life in that group chat. But a lot of when we're younger as men, we're not thinking about that. So what's happened is when we hit puberty, we start playing with ourselves and we start experimenting, like, oh, if I touch that and that goes there, like, wow, you know? And then what happens is you wouldn't relate it to sort of the Catholic guilt, but you'd think about it as, shit, I don't want my mum and dad to walk in on me touching my penis. I don't want my siblings to walk in and have that embarrassing moment. But I still want that feeling of coming. So what am I going to do? I'm going to get it over and done with as quick as possible. And like we know with anything, if we do something for a long enough period, we create a habit. So a lot of the time, because I'm sure we're going to get a couple questions about that as well.
About lasting longer?
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
A lot of the time, it's habit. And also a lot of the time with men just wanting to get it over and done with, that's because of habit. I'm sure if we change our masturbation habits when we're younger and we realize that if we take a little bit longer and we actually sit in the moment and enjoy it and understand the different feelings rather than just the just over and done with, that actual experience can transmute into every other experience later on. But I'm not thinking about the girl that I'm going to be in love with. I'm just trying to bust a nut at 14. I'm not thinking that. If I knew, trust me, if I could, I don't regret a lot of things in life, but if I knew that I could go back when I'm 13, 14, pulling my willy bear and know that I can, you know, last longer in the future by practice, shit, you know, I would be getting done in 30 seconds instead of 10 seconds.
Yeah. So, like, how can we last longer? How can they last longer? So, first of all, we've got the habit. Like, it's actually a really good explanation because it's a habit and then you need to practice it. Also meditation, obviously,
that's huge.
Yeah,
and huge.
Yeah, meditation. And you know, when I was studying as well, like, we studied things like this with meditation and what affects coming faster and stuff like that. And it's got to do with it's nervous system. It's your nervous system that is affecting you being able to last longer and being able to
100%
do that. But I guess men as well, probably the thing is, men don't even want to last longer, do they? Well, do they, or do they
when not? You literally
are they doing it for you?
When you just, well, are they even doing it for you? Because, like, you know, like, when you literally said that before, where you're like, oh, what can they do? The first thing that I was ready to come out of my mouth was, firstly, you got to make the choice that you want to do it. Mm-hmm. You got to make the choice. You want to do it for you because you want to please your partner. And one of the biggest things that, like, I sort of try preach is the best sex, I always get in trouble because I'm not in a relationship and they're like, oh, you can't give relationship advice. You're not in a relationship. Listen here, Sarah, you're in an unfucking happy relationship, so you can't give advice either. So I'd rather give it from my position than your position, honey. So no offense to all the Sarahs. All offense to all the Sarahs. But I feel the best sex and the best relationships comes from, you can say it's sort of solace, but a place of, she wants to give him the best experience. He wants to give her the best experience.
Yeah.
You're pouring into each other's cups rather than what can I get? I want my blowjob and I want my 3 minutes of kissing. Like, what can I? No. If you focus on going above and beyond for each other and taking turns at pleasing each other, the sex is going to be phenomenal. And that's the same with relationships. If you actually focus, I think in relationships a little bit different because you've got to pour into your own cup, then allow that pouring into your own cup to overflow into your partner's and the cup that you share together, because you're not going to be able to give your partner everything if you're pouring from an empty cup.
Yeah.
So if you focus on pouring into your own cup and then allowing the overflow into each other's cups, it's game changing. And that's another thing that, like, I'm sure we're going to get the question, like, why don't I not want to have sex with my partner? Why am I always tired? It's because your partner sits there and he does his 8-hour shift, comes home, thinks that because you're a woman, you got to fucking do this, this and that. Like, that's not what it works. Get home before you play your stupid fucking games with all your little nerdy friends. Go sit and help your wife. Pick up fucking your clothes after yourself. Go do, you see a couple dishes in the things. She's been fresh with the kids. Do the fucking dishes. Or at least put them in the washing machine.
Yeah.
Then you'll be surprised
how. Washing machine?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm a. I live
you
by my.
Put many dishes in the.
I'm a washing machine guy. Not the washing machine, the dishwasher. Do not put the dishes in the washing machine.
I was thinking, he hasn't put many dishes in
there. Yeah, he's got like no idea. Do all these things because then when
connection,
it's
connection really and like helping them out and like what you said there about relationships as well, like, you know, when I'm given any advice, it's like we're always concentrating on like, oh, we want the marriage and the ring and all this stuff and concentrating on the future and the past, stuff like this, but like essentially if you just ask yourself every day, how can I make my partner's day better? That's all you can ask yourself, and that's the way you can make your partner's day better and yours, and then they give it back to you, and it's just like this good thing. And I suppose it's the same in the bedroom, like how can I make his experience better, how can she make my experience better? You're both trying to impress each other and but also filling up your own cups. I get what you mean, but that is a good question.
Well, yeah,
to ask
it goes to the end of it, like, because if I've done all the dishes and put them in the dishwasher and like done everything and I've helped and she's helped, then when it's time and you lay down, she's not exhausted and wiped out from the fact that you did fuck all, we're playing with your little loser mates Fortnite, whatever you do at 35 years old, and like, you know, whatever, there's nothing wrong with it, but like help around the house. You know, help each other. And then you're never going to complain she never wants to have sex with me. She never wants to have sex with you for three reasons. One, you're not fucking helping around the house, so she's exhausted. Two, you know, you're probably just a cunt to her. Or you don't put any effort into, you know, her pleasure. Or three, the sex is the same shit because women want spice. Men are happy with just it is what it is. So, of course, you know, like you said earlier, no one wants to have the same fucking sex four times in a row. Mm. So she's going to be like, ah, fuck, I'd rather not have sex.
Yeah.
I literally rather not have sex. It's actually less enjoyable for me to have sex than for me to fucking put a face mask on and relax.
Yeah. And that's the issue, you know. But then what you said as well about like doing the dishes and any book, there's a good book called Hold Me Tight. I don't know if you've read it, but it's about relationships.
No,
and,
I'm going to read it now.
So it's all about relationships and like all about fighting, how to fight together and what happens when you fight. And she talks about all these different experiences and a lot of experience come like when they're talking about, you know, not having enough sex or whatever and like how this is happening. And it usually comes down to the lack of connection. And if you're like into self-awareness as well, like I think you're really into self-awareness, when you become aware of the times you actually want to have sex, then you can try and add those times. So the times you want to have sex on holidays, after date nights, because you've actually connected, had better conversations. Like if you're coming, like the times you don't want to have sex are the times where you're coming home every day doing the exact same thing, going to the gym, coming home, watching TV, getting into bed. When you get into bed after watching TV with your partner and having no conversations, that is when you don't want to have sex. You just want to go to bed.
No.
But if you've laughed with your partner, you've connected, you've asked deep questions and you get to know them more, they become more vulnerable. I think that is when you want to have sex. So like ask yourself if you're listening to this today, when is the times I'm so excited to have sex and when I want to have sex?
Yeah.
And that is the times you got to follow and you got to try create. People just think it just happens.
No. I've actually gained. Because like I said, I can't remember if I said it on here or when we're off air, but I pretty much said how the way that I sell is I educate.
Mm.
I don't sell. I educate and help people make an informed decision. And I've had so many customers come in, they're like, I want to spice up, like the sex is okay and I want to spice it up, but we're not that into sex at the moment. And how do I get should I get a sex toy to have sex? Like, when was the last time you went on a date night?
Mm.
When was the last time you just hung out without the phones, without the TV or the indigenous like activities? And generally I'll say the clip bullet ain't going to help you have better sex. If you want to have better sex, the first thing you got to do is start going for walks with your partner.
Mm.
30 minutes a night. Oh, I got kids. Cool. What, you don't want them having fresh air?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like we live in Sydney? We're not in America where they're fucking letting off guns every 2 seconds. Yeah. Like we live in Sydney. So, or you can live in a safe environment where you can take your kids for a walk for 30 minutes. Even though you're with the kids, it's not the point. It's the actual being present in the moment and being able to, like you said, connect with your partner. That is going to do far more than a clip bullet.
Yeah.
Get a clip bullet, like, you know,
get a clip bullet.
Support your local, but it's the connection. The best sex is had when you actually sit and connect with a partner. Mm-hmm. Like we look at social media, we're on social media. So you always see those videos and the old lady and the old gentleman, and he's like, what's made you guys be together for 73 years? Well, we hung out. Like, we actually hung out and we sat there and we were present with each other, and we took the time to understand each other and learn and grow together rather than grow apart.
Mm.
You're sitting there and watching, like, you know, that's what I love when couples have their favorite TV show, and then you all have, like, they have arguments with each other. You went and watched 3 minutes without me. That's our show. That's this, that's that. Like, or even when I see now on TikTok the couple syncing, she'll try sync the movie on the flight.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so cute, because it's, even though you're watching a movie, you're actually watching it together. Yeah, you're in sync and paying attention together. Intimacy is like, if you actually focus on intimacy outside the bedroom, you'll be surprised how much better the intimacy in the bedroom gets.
Yeah, for sure. Right, so should we get into the questions?
Let's go.
Very exciting. This new anonymous box is really...
It is a
opened it up.
It's a crazy thing, that's for sure.
Well, we did already answer this question about finishing so fast. How do we stop that?
Shout out the 30-second kings.
Yeah, but it's not even about that. Like, it's the foreplay. You need the foreplay, and then who cares if it's 30 seconds?
Well,
it's
exactly. You're not gonna notice the difference if you're literally. She's not gonna notice the difference if you sat there 25 minutes actually enjoying pleasure with her, rather than actually just 2 seconds of kissing, one finger, and then all of a sudden you try to stick it in, and you didn't even last long. Bro, her friends are going to roast you way longer in the group chat than what you did actually trying to pleasure her.
You should do courses. That'd be good.
I've got courses.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I was just trying to, like, not try to plug myself. I was like, you know what?
We can cut the other bit. I know these courses. Okay.
No, I got courses.
Oh, no, you do. You have Blow His Mind and
BJ Brilliance.
BJ Brilliance.
I've got the Beyond the Mirror, which is a self-confidence one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
That's all about insecurities and stuff. And then I've got... Fuck, I should know these better. Oh, and Last Longer.
Last Longer, okay, so, yeah. So are they like courses, or are they like is it like a book, or do you go online? Is it live?
I don't believe in the sort of, I think a book is not, I'm not giving myself. Yeah. I'm an oral put. No.
So is it like video and live?
Yeah, it's videos. So okay. It's like mini videos with key points, and then there's PDF resources included. Like, I've done it properly.
Oh, yes.
I like giving value.
Strike that other one then. Yeah. This is better. Because the other one is really quite
but
proper.
But it's true, but look, even if you don't get my resources, there's so many resources online that you can go and look.
Yeah.
I've got an ebook, which is 100 ways to spice it up in the bedroom. Mm. And we speak about edging, and we speak about, look, you'd be surprised. You never realize how many people have the same sex every single day.
Mm.
Like, go do it in the bathroom this time, or go, you don't.
And there's little things that affect it as well. Like, if you have roommates or stuff like that, like, that can affect all the little things you do normally. So, like, you have to look at things like that and how you'd spice it up in between those moments. And you just get so used to doing the same thing that if you do actually spice it up by giving them a random wet snog by the fridge, like, it kind of does.
Surprised. Yeah. Before we get into the question, another thing I want to, like, sort of reiterate is, don't think, because when people say spice up, people's backs get up against the wall all the way, like, oh, you know, I'm not going to put a fist in his ass. No one said about putting a fist in the ass. Like, when we say spice up, like, spice, there's nothing wrong with having vanilla sex.
Yeah.
If that's what makes you and your lover happy, that is what's most important. As long as you two are enjoying it together and you're in the moment together.
Yeah.
So, like, don't think that, like, when someone says spice it up, you have to go get a fucking 15-inch dildo and use that on the balcony while you're in-laws are looking at you. Like, no, like, spicing up can literally be from, if you normally do missionary, literally put one leg up.
Mm.
Or if you normally do it in the bedroom, maybe try it on the couch or the kitchen bench. If you do that, like, I'm more proud of you than if you go spend thousands of dollars in adults. So it doesn't matter. Do what you're comfortable with. And then the fun about it is exploring, you know. And that's what I like to tell people, especially people that face issues in the bedroom, like such as PCOS and endo and stuff like that. Like, the biggest thing is don't look at it as an obstacle, but look at it as a way that, okay, cool, that's there, but there was obstacles when people were exploring land and earth and we had to move around the mountain. So let's find ways to get around it and go on that adventure together. And then what becomes an obstacle now becomes an exciting adventure.
Yeah. And actually, speaking on that, I actually have endo as well. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, so I have endo and adeno.
Okay.
So that's like, it's a double whammy. It's just giving pain. But anyway, so that said, is it can be very hard to navigate that in your life, especially because, like, say, for example, if you're sore or, like, you know, days that you probably won't be able to have sex, you can, because it's a painkiller once you start getting into it, it's a bit of a painkiller and you kind of forget about it. But then after you're like, oh God, maybe I shouldn't have done that. So it's like,
it's like being drunk and trying anal.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
It's like the point of how do you tell them? It's very hard to navigate. I don't know if do you deal with this with people that have pain and then have to navigate that?
I have certain, like, well, 1 in 5 women now have endo.
Yeah. So yeah, 1 in 5.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's 1 in 7 now, but.
I think it's 1 in 5.
Yeah, it was 1 in 9. Now it's 1 in 7.
It keeps going. It keeps becoming lower and lower and more prominent. And my biggest thing is like telling people, like, you have to communicate with your partner first.
Mm.
And like, again, you don't want to be with someone you can't communicate with. Because this is the same person that if you want to do life with them, sex isn't the hardest conversation you're going to have in this lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, but it's also a very awkward conversation that if you can have the conversations with sex, you can then have the conversations about religion, if you're not the same religions, you can then have the conversations about vaccines and flu shots and shit that generally divides us. So with endo and pain like that, the best way to have it is just be straightforward and honest. And if that person shows you that they can't support you with something so vulnerable, the biggest issue is not the sex then. It's, are you with the right person?
Yeah. And I think my issue with endo and like in the bedroom is, not that I think every partner that I've ever had has always been very supportive, but they're also very scared. Like, not scared, but like,
they don't want to hurt you.
Yeah, they don't want to hurt you. And also they decide to just let you come on to them. So that's what I've experienced throughout my relationships, that they're like, I know when you're like, you're in pain, so you judge where, and but then I'm like, no, but I want you to come on to me too. But then they're like, well, that makes me feel rejected when I come on to you. And you're, and I'm like, yeah, but it's not because I don't want to, it's because today's not the day to be doing it because I'm in pain or I'm uncomfortable. It's so hard. It is for me as well. Like, if anyone's got endo, like, I'm sure there's lots of people that do have endo, it is really hard to navigate because, you know, most of my partners are like, I'll just let you initiate, but then that doesn't make me feel sexy. I want them to initiate me and want to have sex with me too. So it's like, where do you even?
Then there's ways of like looking for sort of, you can have sex, but it's non-penetrative.
Yeah.
You know, you find, you find ways to please each other. But like, okay, baby, I know you're coming on to me. This might not be the day for penetrative sex, but let's get the toys out. Let's get the masturbator out. Let's get the, you know, let's get the vibrator out. Maybe it's the day where, look, let you, how about you lay back? I'll put a blindfold on you and let me give you head and let's make sure you're good. This might be like, we can still connect. You can do that naked. You can still cuddle. You can still emotionally connect without the physical penetrative. And it's just explaining to him and letting him know, like, when you come on to me and I'm rejecting you, it's not because, like, you know, you do, like, again, it's that positive reinforcement. You do all these amazing things. Adele Maria, been on her podcast, and she explained it to me. I'm like, fuck, smart. Like, it's a shit sandwich. So, you know, you got to put the bread, which is a positive compliment. So it's like, baby, like, you know, you've been a mate. Like, I love having sex with you and you've been doing everything. Like, you've been helping around the house and I feel good. Then there's shit. Well, it's not shit, but it's just life. But, like, it's like my body's not really up for it at the moment because I'm feeling a lot of pain.
Mm.
And then it's a sandwich. But how about you lay down? I just give you a head. Yeah. Or, like, let's get the toys out. Or let's try this and let's try that.
Yeah.
And then it also, all that ties back to communicating and getting an understanding. And it also comes, like, from emotional maturity on both parts as well. Some things you just can't teach. People can learn, but, again, it comes to, they have to be willing to learn.
Yeah.
They have to. You have to be with the right partner that understands that, fuck, it's going to hurt sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to make her feel, like, I'm going to still try and make her feel sexy by coming on to her. And if she does say, not today because of my pain, that's not an attack on me. That's
the issue. I think it's the relationship with the rejection.
Yeah.
That is, like, if you start, it's the same when you're dating people out in the world, isn't it? People stop dating whenever they get rejected. They're like, oh, that was hard, so I'm gonna give up. But I'm like, you need to change your relationship with rejection.
No, realize it's
like
a redirection.
Just because somebody doesn't want to do something with you at that time doesn't mean that they don't want to do something with you ever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and this, yeah.
The rejection, like, okay, that's not your type, or you're not their type. I'm sure you have someone who's not your type.
Mm.
So why can you reject them, but they can't reject you? Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about it like that. I'm like, yeah, them rejecting you doesn't make you any less.
Mm.
It just means you're not for them and they're not for you. There's still a piece of the puzzle that's there that can fit exactly where it's meant to. That's just the wrong set.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's not a puzzle. Doesn't mean it's any less. It just means it's not meant to fit.
Yeah. And like, yeah, that's the same in the bedroom as well. Like, you need to realize that some days are just not the days for it. Sometimes people are tired. Sometimes people have things going on or stress or anything like that. And it's hard to, and it doesn't mean that you're not sexy. Do you know what I mean? It's just, but I think as well, like, we're used to men always thinking that they should want to have it, even if they're, but what I've noticed from these questions is that there is a lot of women struggling that they're, men have less libido than them.
Yeah.
There was a lot of questions in that.
Men's testosterone's dropped massively. I'll give an example from my personal life, which I normally don't do, but I'm single and I don't really go and date that much because I'm at a period in my life where I'm enjoying my work so much that dating isn't really a thought process for me, and I'm having so much fun helping other people. And then I'm like, all right, cool. When I feel like when you're in this energy, the right one will sort of walk into your life. And last week and a half ago, my mom had a heart attack. And so, no, don't worry, it's all good. Like, I'm not trying to do a sob story. But like, but the point of is that like we forget that life happens. And there's things in our life that, for example, I had an argument with her before she had the heart attack. I wasn't the cause of it, but I had an argument with her. And we don't realize, again, when it goes back to shame and guilt, how much we hold on to that can actually affect our sex life. So, for example, a man might be, you know, struggling at work or struggling financially or struggling this and all that. And if he cares about these things and if he cares about providing for his love and providing for his partner and he's facing all these issues outside, he's not always going to be horny because he's pretty much his primal brain of support, protect and provide is kicked in. Now, when a man fights, yeah, he's not looking at the pretty, like if he's like in a life or death situation, he's not looking at the pretty girl thing, fuck, I want to have sex with her. He's like, I'm in life or death. So what happens is in like the body wise, when we're in a stressed state, when we're like got a lot of pressure on us, when we're in the stress, our body, our blood naturally goes to the areas in our body where it's needed.
Yeah.
The penis ain't the
goes to the limbs.
When I'm trying to survive, you know, it's my willy bear, that ain't my sword, you know, so I don't need it. So what happens is when men are stressed, the last thing they think about is sex. It's not that they don't want, they'd love to have sex with their partner, I think, but. And that's another thing with performance anxiety as well. We get so caught up in our head. We're trying to like all the stress and pressure. He ain't going to work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lot of the time we think that, and that's why sometimes men reject women.
Yeah.
It's not that he doesn't want to have sex with her. It's not, you know, she still looks the same. She still looks this. She still looks that. It's hard. It is a hard topic because again, everything is situational, but you have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to talk to him. What's going on in your head? How can we navigate this thing together? Make him feel like he's doing a good job. If he is, if he's not, don't fucking try support poor behavior. If he's got fucking no job and you're there and you're supporting him and this and that, he a bum. Unless he's actively looking. I get in trouble sometimes when I say it. But if a man's actively looking for a job, like you'll find a job. There's fucking jobs everywhere. I've always said, if I were to ever go broke and I have, you know, social media, whatever, whatever, like I'll sit and scrub fucking toilets on TikTok Survival Live for 3 cents.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. There's money out there. There's opportunity out there. Him sitting on his ass, pulling his doodle to porn and playing fucking Fortnite while you're sitting there working a job, taking care of the house, that ain't a man. You know, that's like he's got to sort himself out. But if there's someone actively looking in their stress, support him.
Yeah.
Lean in rather than lean out.
Yeah.
Don't see it as a form of rejection. Be like, maybe something's going on. Let me lean in and show him his support, his thing. Babe, let's go for a walk. All right, maybe you're not feeling it or like this and that. What can I do for you? Maybe I'll just give you a massage or something like that. But again, don't do it for someone who doesn't deserve it as well.
Yeah. And like as you're saying about stress as well, like when I say to people, like meditation will help your relationships and make your sex life so much better. Like they just think I'm just talking waffle, but do you understand the science between that? What you're saying is,
do you understand how hard it is to sit down for 5 minutes? But
it's like, it is so hard. But even anything, it doesn't have to be about anything that's going to get you into your rest and digest. Like if you're in your fight or flight, which as you says, most of our generation are even in our fight or flight because we don't actually de-excite the nervous system. Everybody don't take 20 minutes. We're on our phones, constantly bombarded by content. It is literally distraction after distraction. It's fight or flight, right? And people think, oh, he's not attracting me. I'm like, no. Even for a woman who has a low libido or anything, check in on your stress levels and are you actually getting into your rest and digest? Are you going for a massage for yourself, doing a bit of yoga, meditation, whatever it is.
It's a self-love.
Yeah, going into because yourself. It goes in, all your blood's in your limbs, so you're going to run. So even your digestive system, your everything has got to do with that. So if you're, as you say, running away from a tiger, the last thing you want to do is breed. So it takes you away from your breeding nature. And that's men and women here. It's things like meditation really, really do help because they get you into your rest and digest and all your blood starts going into your organs again. This is why they call it healing, because your things start to work. And it doesn't have to be meditation. It can be whatever you do to let go of stress. It can be ice baths or whatever you need to do. I don't know what people
do. I struggle with meditation. Like, yeah. I actually promise myself. And then, you know, it's funny. I feel like it's the universe sending me a sign, because when I before I came on, I tried to do my research and I saw you got all your stuff. I'm like, fucking, that's my sign. All right, I'll try and do my 5 minutes. But I do.
Mine are interesting though. They're like uniquely written. So like they're like.
But they're the good ones.
Yeah, they show you a part of yourself. So they're all like, it's not. I've done so much training and everything was so generic, so backwards, so boring for me. And I've obviously got like a little bit like I need more attention. I need to know more about myself. So they're all about like self-awareness and about really diving deep into you. So every single one, you're like, oh my God, what's going to come up tomorrow? So and every single name of them as well, you don't know what it is really. When I name them, you could be going in thinking anything and I'm just like, wow, this other thing will pop open. So you're not only meditating, but you're getting to know part of yourself. It's exciting. It's new. It's not like the normal just sitting there and just breathing, because that's so outdated. Our generation can't do that. We advanced people can, but.
Well, I do Wim Hof.
Wim Hof. I don't really know much about the ice bath, like the ice bath kind of world.
So I have my one cold shower, and that's just like in the morning, and it's just because I love coffee. So I'm like, I need to have the shower. If I have my coffee, I'm going to have the shower first. That's the rules.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
So I have my cold shower and I do Wim Hof. So Wim Hof is like 30 seconds. Like,
see, and then, that's a manly, masculine thing. That's man's version of meditation.
But can I tell you, like, my stress levels and, like, I don't know, it just eradicates all stress from my life. Like, the cold shower with that, it's like, wow. But meditation is. I used to be able to do like 3 minutes. I know everyone relax. I know I'm a professional. Settle down. You're jealous. I used to be able to do 3 minutes. And like even that 3 minutes is like.
Yeah, but the first time I ever meditated, I wanted to scratch my eyeballs out. It's like, it's because we're stuck in monkey mind forever. Like we are just constantly bombarded and our mind just constantly going. But when people go down to meditate, first of all, they don't have a proper teacher. They go to YouTube and they sit down with the YouTube and their minds are monkey mind. Thought. I can't do it. Whilst. Even if you just pick one thought and be like, okay, if you come back from the thought and control it, every time you control your mind, you get better and better, more space. The monkey mind becomes, like it's usually, it goes from thought. And then you might one time in the meditation, come back to the meditation and then you've trained a little bit.
Well, I'm like that typical male.
Yeah, but then it's like thought.
I see the thought problem. Solution. Okay, I've got a solution. I've got to sort this shit out. Like, why am I sitting here breathing? I've got to go out and fix it. Like, you know?
That's bargaining. So it's when you bargain in your meditation. Okay. It's like, I know I should be meditating, but like I need to do my to-do list. And you're like, no, it's 12 minutes because it will help you.
All right. I'm going to start my 12 minutes tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to sign up to your thing.
No, I'll sign you up and then you can be the judge.
You know what? Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. Right. Let's get into the questions, even though we've kind of answered them all. Okay. Well, to be fair, we answered this too. I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 5 years and love him, but just find myself no longer wanting to have sex with him. I definitely still have the sex drive and still often fantasize about sex, but worried that this feeling I have won't change. How can I bring the spark back?
She's got to ask herself this. Is the sex that they're having the exact same sex that they've been having for the last 5 years? Is he sitting there doing things for her outside of the bedroom that make her want to have sex with him? Is he sitting there like, being sporadic, planning dates, helping her out, you know, actually pouring into her, getting an understanding of her life. Is he willing to, like I said, doesn't have to explore. Explore doesn't have to be, you don't have to be explorative, but you at least have to make effort.
Mm.
You know, if he's pouring into her, she's always going to naturally want to have sex because he's making effort.
Mm.
If he's not doing any of those things, of course she's not going to want to have sex with him. She's like, well, I'm horny, but why the fuck am I going to have sex with someone who's not even interested in me?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, it doesn't have to be physical interest. It can be, like, emotional interest. We sometimes look at that and like, okay, if he genuinely cares about me, he actually wants to have sex with me. Mm. Doesn't have to be, oh, babe, you look so fucking hot. Like, it's literally looking at it from an emotional point of view and be like, yeah, okay, he likes me. He's pouring effort into me. And he still thinks I'm, like, obviously he makes his comments here and there. He still wants to have sex with me. If she's finding herself, like she has to ask those deep questions that, hey, is the sex that we're having boring? That's why I don't want to have it. Is he pulling his weight around the house and helping me? Is he pouring into me? Is he making effort with me? Or is it hit that sort of level of just, that's just my partner. That's my comfort. We get so comfortable.
Mm.
The comfort is what fucks us. Like anything, you know, yeah. As human beings, our bodies are starting, in this current modern society, our bodies are starting to decompose because we're not moving like we used to when we were younger. We sit down for 8-10 hours a day and it's not good for us.
Mm.
Our brains are constantly getting pumped by fucking quick dopamine hits, sitting on the phone. We're not meant to, like you said, monkey mind. So getting an understanding of that, she has to sit there and ask herself these questions. And when she asks these questions and gets a better understanding, that's when she's going to have to sit and have the hard conversation with him. Be like, yeah. Hey, I want to have sex with you. And that's another thing. You're with someone for 5 years. If you can't communicate with them in 5 years, how are you going to communicate with them in 10 years? The only way you're going to communicate with them in 10 years is you got so sick of fucking asking him for what you want that he has delivered that you've already checked out and you're just – the only communication is like, hey, I don't even want to waste my time. I'm moving on, you know? It's tough. Everything leads back to communication.
Yeah. And also I always say when people say questions like this and they're like, I love him so much, blah, 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 but like we're just not having sex. I'm like, but you did want to have sex at one point in your life, so you are attracted to him and you do like the sex, but like it's obviously just that – your connection's going wrong. You're in the same mundane thing every day. There needs to be like a change and a change in conversation. But it is again Catholic guilt and stuff like that. That hey, can we talk about our sex? Like it's a really hard thing to ask someone, isn't it? To be like, because men do really get their back up in a sense, don't they? They're like, oh, what do you mean? What's wrong with our sex? Like it's real. Like
me? Yeah. But I think I know what I'm doing. I teach these for a living. Yeah. Like what do you mean?
Yeah. So it's like yeah, it's like. The man has to sort of realize that it's not a part on him. It's just like, how can we do this together? Like, you know, but it's probably like the best thing to do is to just bring it up as well. We probably have really spoke about this. Like you need to talk about his stress levels, where you're going. Like, are you pouring in each other's cup? Like, what can you do for that? Like, I feel like that question has been answered throughout the podcast anyway. But I feel like there's a lot of women in this position who are going through that.
And don't think because he's doing some things right, that that's okay to sort of like, for him not to do all things right. Just because he's doing a couple good things like outside the bedroom or he's a good provider, he's good. Okay, that doesn't mean you can't have great sex. You're not saying for him to sit there and do everything on you. You want to have great sex together. Like, don't make excuses for each other too. You know, okay, there's like little white lies like, do I look fat in this? Like, what the fuck? You little supermodel? No way. Like, it's not the most flattering, but like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's little things that yes, but there's also things where it's like, you have to have the fucking conversation.
Yeah.
Because you're not having it so you're being selfish. It's one of those things, it's like the Christmas present that you buy for someone that really you buy for yourself, but you know it's going to benefit them, but it benefits both of you. The conversation is going to benefit the both of you. If you're having great sex, well, you're having sex with him, so he's going to end up having great sex too. But you just got to learn to, I think that book that you're talking about, learn to properly argue and communicate. And understand that it's not, oh, this is my favorite. I can't believe I haven't said it yet. It's not you and him. Like, it's not the, like, it's not you and him versus each other because of the problem. It's you and him versus the problem.
Yeah.
And when you have that attitude, communication becomes so much better. We're not fighting each other over bad sex or we're not having good enough sex. We're fighting the idea of bad sex so we can have great sex. Yeah. You're a team. Work as a team, you get results as a team. Work
and that's the thing as well. We need the man to listen to this because like the women are getting all the advice and going searching for it and like trying to make the relationship the best it can be. And then
they're
going
to clip these and they're going to be like, wrong audience, send it to him. Can someone send it to my man?
Yeah, because like you want them to be interested in how to make it better as well. But obviously they're just so defensive and they get their back up and stuff. So hopefully that like maybe you just send this to you and be like, oh, listen to this.
Listen
to this and see what happens.
Let me tell you something. The sex, it's not an attack on you. You're going to get the benefit of it. You're having better sex. Imagine I'm like one of your your mates that's at the mechanic with you with your little car that you like or whatever the fuck it is. And I'm telling you, bro, put this injector fluid into it. Don't look at me like, oh, why is my injector fluid not enough? Like, no. Look at me like, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Hey, you know what? The injector fluid's going to work. Let's go for a mad drive together and it's not going to break down. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. That's what your missus is trying to tell you. Change the injector fluid.
Exactly. Oh, my God. No, I love that one as well. Oh, my God. That was a good example. Okay, right. Next question. Oh, yeah. Okay. What turns a guy on the most?
I breathe. Just exist. Just exist in my presence. Breathe. Look, it's situational. It's every guy is different. I get turned on by different things that other guys get turned on. There's some fucking weird guys out there that are like, weird things.
Yeah.
I don't kink shame, all the best to you. Like,
But you just need to ask them. You need to be like, what is your favorite thing? What turns you on? Or like, even like me and my boyfriend on Valentine's Day, we're like, when were you most attracted to me? Like when?
Yeah, I said on Valentine's Day. That's probably a date. Yeah. That's like.
Yeah, but it's like, when, no, it's not even that. It's like, when were you most attracted to me at those times? And like, sometimes it's like the most random times. Like I said to him, like when he finished a marathon, like that was so attractive to me. Like when he gets up at 5 a.m. in the morning and he's going out training, that's so attractive to me. You know, it's like.
You don't know if you don't ask.
Yeah. So you have to ask your partner. You know, it's just like a fun thing to do in the evening and but ask them that.
Women will be like as well, like, oh, well, he doesn't know my body. Well, have you fucking taught him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's honestly going to copy and paste his last experience with a female to you. Because she might have been like, yeah, I like how you stroke my nipple with your pinky. And then he's out here with his fucking pinky doing that to your nipple because the last positive validation in sex that he got was, if I stroke my pinky on the nipple, it's going to do well. We're stupid. We're not stupid, but like we copy and paste because we think if it worked with one, why isn't it working with her? Every woman's individual. They all have different things that they like. Every man's individual. You can breathe on a man. We're sweet. But like every man, you have to be able to communicate and not be scared to put out a roadmap. Hey, this is where my clit is. Thank you. Like what?
Someone did ask that. They were like, where is the map for the clitoris? Like, I was like, wow,
Listen, brother, when I find out, I'll let you know. 10 years in the game, we're still looking. That's just like the road to El Dorado. We're looking for the gold.
Right.
Can you imagine if there was an actual map? Oh, I'd make billions. Men, you'd give them the map, they still would have no idea where to follow.
Okay.
God love men. We're an amazing species where we want to be. When we listen, that's all you got to do. The key to good sex is actually just listen. Your partner's going to give you cues, even relationships.
Because they can just tell you exactly and then that's fine. And then you realize as well, like the people that are in relationships always have the best sex, don't they? But if you've been single all your life or whatever, or you're just out in the game, and then when someone goes into a relationship, then they learn and then they're better because they're listening.
100%. It's the communication. It's the comfort. It's like, I know that if I press this button, it's going to work.
Right. Okay.
I'm sure there's. I've gotten some wild ones. Actually, the one I was going to tell you off air while you're looking for it, I remember I got this DM once, and it was from.
Oh, yeah, tell us an outrageous story before.
It was from a chick from the UK, and like, the opening message was like, hey, AJ, like, I absolutely love your videos, and they're so empowering and supportive. And I'm like, wow, like, you know, like, whoa, this is like the early sort of start of my social media side. I'm thinking, I'm doing something in the world. I'm like, you know, I thought I was going to get a Nobel Peace Prize, everything. Anyway, she's like, here's one of my videos. So automatically I'm thinking she's probably sending me like, she's probably like a talker or someone who's, you know, giving advice. It was, I don't have like the politically correct way to say this, but she was in doggy and there was this, I didn't even know what it was because I didn't realize penises were made to that size in human form, but there was this big thing just going from behind and just, whoof, whoof. And I was like, my phone went up in the air, I'm like, whoa, 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 what the because I thought like I was going to get like a little Oprah Winfrey spiel or something, like a little motivational talk, and it was her just getting railed from behind. She's like, you know.
And she was asking advice on.
No, because she was like, oh, your videos are so empowering. Now, you got to remember, I don't post any physical sexual content. So I'm thinking, she's sending me like an advice video and this is one of her. She's like, here's one of mine. I'm thinking, wow. And then her just getting railed.
Wow.
I'm like, go girl, but like, please don't ever send me stuff like that ever again. Like, that's not why I do this. But yeah, that's where.
Oh, yeah. That was actually it's not really tied to it, but one of the questions was about like porn and the, like people watch.
Shit.
Yeah. Like,
stop doing it. Unless
really?
You're
okay, right, let's get into it because I feel like the last time I had someone, like, because every season I do have like a sex educator on and I have asked them, I get different answers for each time I ask that question. Like, and one of them suggested like porn, a different type of porn, like actual paid, like being paid properly and proper sex, like not like the porn that all the guys know, which is like pounding and just fake. And they actually, she suggested like a different type of porn, which was like,
watch amateur porn.
Yeah, but then, yeah, so porn in terms of like, if you're in a relationship and your partner is watching porn, like how do you feel about that? Or like what?
I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I remember I used to have arguments with, so adult stores used to sell DVDs.
Yeah, okay.
And guys, we don't sell them anymore. And then guys will come in, or people will come in like, what porn do you watch? I'm like, I don't fucking watch porn.
Yeah.
Like, I try to use my imagination as much as possible.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I don't, like, I don't...
I suppose guys are just so used to it as well. Like, and it's the only thing they know, and then it's easy, it's quick, it's...
Well, I don't want to rely on something to try to get me horny.
Yeah. Like, do you think there's downsides to, like, people...
100%! I think there's more downsides than there is upsides. Like, you're going to fry your brain watching porn, and then when it's time to have sex, I don't know why people watch porn in relationships.
Mm.
Like, I don't know why, like, why are you, like, watching... Like, a lot of guys sit and pull their dick like 3 times a day, but then when it gets time to sleep with their partner, they don't want to sleep with your partner.
I think that's what, like, a lot of the questions in this as well, like, people have asked, like, my partner doesn't ask, like, it's not that intimate, but yet I know that he's watching porn. But is it because it's like an easier option? They're not going to get rejected there.
That probably too.
Yeah.
But, like, why you would, like, then there's a bigger issue there.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rejected. Well, bro, like, you're going to get fucking... I get rejected.
Yeah.
Like, it's life. But why am I going to sit and watch another guy sleep with another girl, whatever type of porn you watch, whatever you do, as long as it's, you know, not fucked up? Why are you going to watch other people when you got, like, a gorgeous human being who just wants to fucking eradicate your needs from the earth in front of you? I don't want to fucking watch two randoms. I want to sleep with my missus.
Yeah.
I would rather have sex with my missus. Why am I going to watch porn?
Yeah.
You know, oh, because it's quick and easy, or I'll get my fix. Brother, trust me, if you start, like, literally put her leg up.
Start getting used to that.
If you've been having sex normally and you put her leg up to a bit 3 degrees to the left and it's different than normal, she's going to want to have sex with you more. Mm. Like, the keys to the good sex, like, the keys to amazing sex are not that fucking hard. We just don't, like, it's just like we're so, one, scared of getting rejected, scared of that something might go wrong, scared we're not going to perform and all that. So, it's easier for me to go pull my dick to porn than it is to, like, talk with my missus. Then, but why be with your missus?
Yeah.
Like, why be with someone that you're not going to want to have fucking sex with?
It's the realization of that as well. Like, it's people don't have the awareness to be like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this when my girlfriend's right here? You know, when you truly, truly think about it, it is so strange. But it's like something we were obviously like, that's what happens a lot with men. They just watch porn. It's easy. It's done. And then we're supposed to accept that.
A lot of women watch porn as well.
Yeah.
Like, crazy amounts watch porn. And women watch, like, wild porn. Guys will go watch, like, you know, threesome. Women will be like, you know, 7 fucking guys in hoods and shit. Like, they'll watch wild porn. Men watch normal porn.
A lot of girls watch just girl and girl porn as well.
Yeah,
like, straight,
huge.
A lot of straight women, like, because I remember asking this question years ago on my Instagram, and a lot of straight women would prefer that. But you know what's so funny about that?
They won't go nowhere near a woman in real life.
No, but can I tell you why? I was thinking about this when we were talking about it. I was like, women watch that because they want to have sex like that, nurtured, stroked. They don't want to be banged like the way that is in the other porn, so then they watch that porn because it's more like nurturing.
Well, you know, it's funny when women come into when women come into my shop, like lesbian women or bisexual women, I always have the exact same joke with them. I always ask them, like, they've been like, so how long you've been together, whatever, and they're like, oh, blah blah blah. I'm like, have you ever been with a man before? They're like, yeah. I'm like, makes sense why you're into women. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. I'm like, makes sense why you're into women. I'm like, that's why I'm into women too. Because, like, you know, I mean, I've never been with a man before. I was just smart enough to realize not to go there in the first place. But now I understand why you're into women.
Oh, I love that. Right, okay. So I really like that answer because I feel like a lot of sex editors come on and they're trying to, like, they don't want to annoy anyone, or they don't want to, they know it's like a natural thing to do. But it is, like, if you actually look at it and the awareness of it, you're like, it's actually a bit fucked up.
Look, I got no beef with
We have to accept it, or for some reason. Yeah.
I got no beef with no OnlyFans creator. I got no beef with anybody or people that make porn. At the end of the day, you know, how many people are out there telling you that meditation is amazing? And how many people are out there, which it is, and how many people are out there telling you to go to the gym? There's still going to be people that don't want to go to the gym and don't want to meditate. Mm. There's still going to be people that are going to watch porn.
Mm.
I'm always going to be honest and speak my truth. Porn isn't helping.
Yeah.
Like, it's not helping. Should it still be there? Yeah, you know what? Because, like, stopping it is not going to stop anything.
Mm.
We see what happens when we outlaw cigarettes and vapes. People still get them. People are going to do what they want to do. But they shouldn't do it. It's not going to help the relationship, you know? And that's not because I don't sell porn, because, yes, we used to have adult DVDs and stuff like that. But to be honest, couples weren't buying it. Like,
people were like,
it was literally like, 60, 70-year-old old guys who's, you know, can't be fucked going in finding a, like a missus just sleeping with her. Sitting on a phone and stuff like that when your missus is outside and she's the exact same, like there's no difference or whatever, like she's going and doing her Pilates and she's looking hot. Like I'd rather fucking sleep with my missus.
Mm.
I'd rather like, you know, sleep with my missus. If she rejects me, why she reject me? It's only going to, asking the question of why I got rejected and her being honest about it is only going to get us to a healthy position in our relationship. It's either going to get us into a healthy position or it's going to get us in a healthy position to realize that maybe we're not meant for each other. Mm. Yes, that's, it's health, it's hurtful, but it's still healthy.
Mm.
Training's hurtful, but it's still healthy.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the important thing. We have to realize that. I'm actually going to go read that. I'm going to go read that book after we finish, like that Hold On.
Hold me tight. Because yeah. It's been taking so long to read it because I actually read it like a past relationship when I was in a past relationship when I was reading it and I was like, oh, what is the point in this? Because if someone else doesn't put the effort in, I was like, why am I reading doing all the education? I felt a bit, so I left it down a bit and now I'm reading it again. But there's so much information in it as well. So it's like you have to take one chapter at a time and then you have to read process and then I'll do some writing on it. Why it's like, so, like it depends what kind of book it is. But
maybe I'll read it, get into a toxic relationship and just apply every chapter.
Also, you know what's a really good book? Mating in Captivity.
Yeah, I'm so, okay, I'm like 3 pages in.
Yeah. That's a really good book. I love that book.
Esther Perel is amazing.
Yeah, if anyone's got that situation where they're going through periods of not having sex or whatever, it's literally a book about sparking desire in a domestic relationship and like where to find the things that you love, and it's mad because it can make you more aware of all the things that you like, and it's a really, really, really good book as well. So that Hold Me Tight's more for like fighting and discovering why people break up and, you know, kind of more the awareness of relationships and stuff like that.
But fighting is very, like learning how to fight properly is very important.
Oh, I've realized as well that very quickly in my new relationship because in past relationships, like a lot of people, there's different types of people. My past would be like a male surviving the conversation. So especially if men have a lot of sisters and are around a lot of women growing up and they're used to like nagging at him or whatever, he likes to survive the conversation by nodding. Yeah, yeah. But he just does nothing about it. He just nods and he survives the conversation.
Shit.
You're like, yeah. You're like, that's right. So they survive the conversation to get through the nagging and then they just don't do anything about it. Then there's like a different type of person. Like, you know, my partner now, he'll be like, well, no, that's wrong. Like he comes at me and I'm like, is it? He's like, well, do you not think about this? And I'm like, okay. But every time we have a conversation, he fixes it. You know, he always is so aware. Lizzie,
if you don't want him, I'll take him.
Yeah,
well, hello.
No, but he is very defensive. Like, I will give him that, to be fair. Like, he's a very defensive fighter. Whereas I'm used to, like, I said, I think that I'm right. And then they kind of just survive it. And then it doesn't change. Where he's like, okay, let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Okay. And he's like, no, well, I think you're wrong here.
What's his star sign?
I don't know. I'm not really into that star.
Do you know when he's born?
Yeah, November 2nd.
I don't know that. Oh, I think he's a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Okay. He's a bit spicy like that. Like he'll be like, well, no, that's wrong. He's very defensive. He also has a different tactic. My tactic is a protest polka. So it's like you go into like, I need space to process this. But it's almost like I need to just go away from this conversation. Just let you sit on that for a minute as well. It's like a protest. And when I'm going to, you don't deserve to talk to me. I'm going to protest against you. Whereas he's like, he's coming in. He's trying to find the situation. I'm like, whoa. So I don't even know where we got into this topic of the books, but...
But that's the... Because I asked you about arguing styles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's another podcast in itself, argument styles. Yeah. I love that topic as well.
I think it's important because, like, again, when we go back to, you know, women not being able to orgasm, a lot of the time we don't let go of the arguments. And so we're so in our heads that a guy might not be able to get up because he's in his head because you've argued and you guys are thing, and she might not be able to orgasm because she's holding on to the resentment and the anger of arguing. So she's like, she's not even in the moment. She's thinking, oh, we're having sex with this fucking na 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 na. And then like it becomes a thing. So the one thing that my mum actually taught me was the importance of fighting and then a couple of days later healing the wound.
Because like a lot of bringing it up to make sure everything's all right.
But in a more safer setting. So like because it's, you know, we fight and the first thing we do really when we fight or after we fight is like, again, with the nod, it's like, sorry. It's a band-aid. And then a couple of days later where you're not hiding with emotion because you're trying to get out of the fighting with your partner, that uncomfort, where you're not fighting is sit down and talk like, look, maybe when you're driving and like be like, look, let's talk about it properly. Heal the wound. Cool, we clear that. We're not going to do that anymore. You're not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. Yeah, cool. Still done thing. And you're not bleeding and you're not causing infection, which is actually resentment. Because you just... Did he say sorry just to shut me up or is he genuinely sorry? Mm. And you'll find that whether they're genuine or not in that following conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. That's so good. Oh, yeah. And then another thing I wanted to mention as well before is that, do you know when it, right, no, actually, it kind of comes down to this next question. The next question is like having different sex drives in the relationship. And one thing that I was chatting about as well, because I was like doing like a bit of a cut on my calories just for like 4 weeks. And then we were talking about, you know, am I going to keep them down, keep them up? And then we were like, we need to watch. She was like, you need to watch your sex drive and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, I suppose if you're in a calorie deficit for such a long time, if you're a person that is in a diet all the time, that can affect your sex drive as well. So sometimes have a look at that, because a lot of women just be on diets constantly and not getting enough food. And then they realize why they don't want to have sex and stuff like that. So it fucks with your hormones. So
well, they have like, but I seen this one on TikTok and she's like having a bowl of salad. I'm like, that's such a girl diet. Like, it wasn't even salad. It was like beans. She's like, this is dinner. I'm like, that is such a girl diet. Dinner. Like, what the fuck?
crackers and a bit of cheese.
I'm like, my body's eating itself just looking at that. But you're right. Yeah, the libido is a big issue.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, so yours is here, his is there. Where the fuck do we, like, and that's where you sort of got to meet in the middle. But you, again, to be honest with you, a lot of times counteracting that is, one, having healthy habits. Mm. Your meditation is going to help. Your quality of food is going to help. Your exercise. But one big way to actually have more sex is make the sex more exciting. Mm. Add more sense of adventure to it. More fling, more thing, more fucking spraz. Of course he's going to want to have sex if you're sending him like a hot little outfit every fucking day and he's like all wrapped about like, oh, shit, baby, you know what I mean? Like the red lace, oh, you know? And then again, it also goes back to, oh, I do that, but he's not interested. Then why the fuck are you with him?
Mm, good trait.
Why are you with him? Like, it cracks
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like if he doesn't want to have sex with you and you're in a sexy outfit, like, what's going on?
Okay, but not even that. Like, maybe sexy outfits isn't his thing. But if he's not making any other effort into anything else, like, he might be a sexy, he might not be a sexy outfit guy, but he likes, I don't know, fucking
feet.
Someone I'm talking to sent me their nails today. So he likes orange fucking nails. Yeah. But he's not making any effort with the orange nails. So then there's obviously an issue there. Why are you with someone that's not making any fucking effort for you?
Yeah.
Well, first, obviously have the conversation. People get very upset because I say, why are you with him or why are you with him? But I only say that because it's like, I already know you've already had this conversation with him 15 times. So why the fuck are you with someone that's not even going to acknowledge, like you said, the person with sisters, sorry, 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 nod. Why are you, and doesn't make any change. Why are you going to be with someone that's not going to actually sit there and actively make a change, or at least like your partner, push back and be like, well, no, hold on, you're acting a little bit erratic. Like, you know, it's just nail polish, but why are you going to be with someone that's not going to actively fucking either pour into you or fight for you?
Yeah.
If they're not doing either of them things, you are with the wrong person. Rip the fucking Band-Aid off. Rip that, oh, but I'm comfortable, oh, but this, but that. Now, I understand there's other situations such as DV, financial, you know, a lot of men have like a financial chokehold on their partners. So there's a lot of, again, everything's situational. Mm-hmm. But majority of the time, you know, I'm sure you got a younger audience, I got a younger audience, you're not in them situations. You're just dating a bum. Yeah. Get rid of him.
And if you love yourself as well, like, you're going to want more for yourself. If you have low self-worth, usually you're waiting on that person to like you and accept you and be with you. And then that's how you end up staying with the same thing. And you know what you said earlier about people saying, oh, you're not in a relationship, you can't give advice. And like, you know, I remember my last relationship when everyone was like, oh, you give advice on relationships but you can't keep one. I'm like, no, what about actually not getting treated the way I'm treated? And I have enough self-love and self-worth to realize that I can walk away from this and feel good about it.
Yeah.
I don't need them to want me to be with them. So it's like, you need to look at how your relationship is with yourself and your own self-worth and self-love and ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be with? And are all the qualities there? And if he's not giving you any of this effort, any of these things that you want, then
why are you not good enough for that?
Yeah. You deserve better. Like, you deserve to get, and there's so many people out there that will give you what you want.
But you have to, again, like, I'm sure you know everything about Joe Dispenza.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he pretty much talks about it as well. Like, I've been very big on Joe Dispenza lately and Neville Goddard. You have to see what you want and feel it in order to bring it to you.
Mm.
A lot of these people don't feel like they're worthy of anything. That's why they keep attracting the unworthy pieces of shit. Male and female, because there's fucking both, just to make it very clear. But you're going to have to fucking sit there and actually get out of those relationships. there's so many fish in the sea. And it also comes to your belief system as well. Mm. If you're constantly telling your nervous system that all men are dogs, you're going to attract every single last one of them. If you tell your nervous system all men are cheaters, I guarantee you the next five men you're going to be with are going to cheat. Mm. Like, that's, you attract what you subconsciously believe about yourself. Yeah, that's why meditation is so important, because you literally, you unearth the things so deep within you.
I know, it's a lot. Okay, right, okay.
I feel like I'm at therapy. I'm loving it. I feel good.
Okay, this is the last question, okay, because we've been here for an hour and 20 minutes and we probably should relax because we could talk all day about this. Yeah. Okay, so, actually, there was one I wanted to ask because it wasn't here and we were talking about. Do you think sex is really, really important in the relationship? What if people just aren't sexual?
That's fine.
Yeah, and they're not really having sex, but they love each other and they want to be together and they're both fine. You think that's okay? Or do you think it's really, really important?
Again, everything is situational. So like if you're with someone who, because there's a lot of, I think it's asexual, demisexual. I always butcher the terms. But if you're with someone who loves being with you, but they don't really want to have sex, and you're someone who loves being with someone and you don't really want to have sex, go be happy together. Like, you know, don't look at society or people like me telling you got to fuck every day to be happy. No, you don't. Yeah. If that's not what you're into. I'm not going to go tell someone to exercise every single day. Well, like, I'm going to, because it's a health benefit and like sex is a health benefit. But if that's what's going to make you happy, you don't have to think. Sex is important in a relationship because it validates to each other that we're wanted.
Mm.
If my partner wants to constantly have sex with me, then I'm hot. Me? Like, gosh, all right, fine. We'll go 30 seconds. Like, you feel validated. Again, with women as well. Like, if I'm constantly want to have sex with my partner, she's going to feel even more validated. I'm already pouring into her enough, but that's going to make her feel more validated. It's important. It is important. And it's, you're burning calories and you're feeling good and you're making each other feel good and you're in good mood.
Yeah. And it's the conversation that you need to have. Like, you need to see where your both sex drives have, because most girls think if the guy isn't having sex with you, they would be offended and they would think, oh my God, does he want to have sex with other people? And like, it's a feeling of rejection. But if the partner is not that sexually active or isn't that much into sex and you're not into sex as well, like, it's kind of like you just need to have that conversation of how much sex that you actually like and want, that you need, I guess, because it could be that one partner wants it once a week and one person wants it once every 2 weeks, and they just need to be like,
but they can also change the framework of it in the sense that, okay, cool, you might be someone, I might have a big project coming up, and maybe I love sex, my partner loves sex, I understand that with the big project coming up that's going to pay for my family and support everything, it's also going to hit my sex drive a little bit. Mm. But if I have the ideology that, okay, sex is sex, but it's not the sex that I love, it's the pleasing my partner, then I'm going to look for, like we were speaking about earlier with Endo, not an obstacle, but ways to go on a different adventure.
Yeah.
Okay, my dick might not be working because of the stress, or like I'm not going to be as driven to have penetrative sex. But that doesn't mean that I can't get a kick out of going down on my partner or get a kick out of, you know what, let me just tie you up for fucking 30 minutes and use toys on you. I'm not going to, like, you know, I'm still going to put my effort, I'm going to still put effort in, because it's the idea of I'm not having sex, I'm pleasing my partner.
Yeah.
So that goes into I'm doing a loving act.
Yeah.
Not like an idea of it has to be, people think sex has to be fuck, fuck, fuck. No, there's so many different ways to actually have sex. Mm. You can cuddle, you can do all these other things. It doesn't have to be penetration, especially with endo. Like, you don't have to have, you can have different ways of like pleasing your partner without it being penetrative.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're someone with endo and you're in a relationship with a man who like loves sex and stuff like that, but he's understanding of your endo, he's going to realize that there's going to be some days where she's going to want to please me because her body's hurting.
Mm.
And, you know, if you're with someone who, like, you're both actively doing things to make each other's lives easier and more comfortable, you're going to want to actually sit there and give him a BJ, not going to be offended and be like, oh, okay, you know. I always see them quotes. It's like, I do less nagging and less gagging when I'm treated right. I do less nagging and more gagging when I'm treated right. And it's like, you know, it's true. Like, you pour into her cup. Men get very surprised how much their partners want to have sex with them when they're getting treated right.
Mm. You're right.
Of course she's going to fucking want to. Of course she's going to want to have sex with a man that's making her feel protected, safe, provided, going above and beyond, understands her love languages and treating her with everything that it has. Oh, but man,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Before we go.
Yes.
Where can they find you?
Well, do you want my address? Or well, you can have the 322, the Kingsway Caringbah in Sydney. If you are in Australia, that's my adult store address, not my home address. I had a person come in, like saw me in my apartment elevator, like, oh, you're the guy from TikTok. I'm like, shit, I've been found. I've got to lock the doors now. But AJ Papadatos on Instagram, Missionary to Madam on Instagram, and missionarymadam.com.au for all toys and masterclasses.
Okay.
Well, this was amazing. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed that. I can't wait to hear all the thoughts on this one. It's been good. If you like it, don't forget to subscribe and review the podcast and let us know what you think. And if you want to have AJ on again, let us know. And thank you very much.
Thank you.